What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. On this week's show, we'll look back at the Indianapolis Recorders Dream Band Contest. During the 1940s and 50s, the Indianapolis Recorder newspaper sponsored a semi-annual musicians poll. The Recorder invited readers to vote for their favorite Naptown musicians, including vocalists, guitarists, drummers, brass, and woodwind players. And the winning musicians in each category would be included as a member of the Indianapolis Recorders Dream Band. The Dream Band Contest provided many local musicians with their first taste of recognition. Years before artists like Wes Montgomery and Slide Hampton won Grammy Awards, they were recognized by the Recorder's Dream Band Poll. So join us for the next hour as we share music from some of the winners of the Indianapolis Recorder's Dream Band Contest. The Recorder's first musicians poll was published in 1940, and band leader Lionel Reason took home several top prizes, including Best Swing Band and Best Pianist. Though Lionel Reason is largely forgotten today, his band was a top attraction on the Avenue during the late 1930s, working as the house band at Joe Mitchell's nightclub. Up next, we'll listen to a rare recording of the Lionel Reason Band. From 1950, we'll hear Disappointment Blues and Rampart Street Gal.
I'll never disappoint you, 'cause I hate disappointments too. I'll never disappoint you, 'cause I hate disappointments too. If you'll treat me right, baby, I swear I'll never make you blue. Late last night, I was walking down Rampart Street. It was late last night, I was walking down Rampart Street. I met a fine mellow gal who gave my heart a treat. Was to my surprise how that gal came on. It was to my surprise how that gal came on. So fine, I didn't want to go home.
We just heard two tracks from Lionel Reason, one of the big winners in the Indianapolis Recorders Musician Poll in 1940. Another notable winner from 1940 was the Naptown jazz legend Jimmy Cole, who was voted Best Tenor Sax Player. Jimmy was just 19 years old and was performing as a member of the Buddy Bryant Orchestra. Up next, we'll listen to a 1954 recording from Jimmy Cole. This is Raid on the After Hours Joint.
Sure's a crazy place. Say, man, I thought you said the cab was straight downtown.
That's where you're going, straight downtown. That's all right, though. It ain't nothing but a ride down the walk back.
That was Jimmy Coe with Raid on the After Hours Joint. In 1940, Jimmy Coe was named Best Tenor Sax Player in the Indianapolis Recorder's Musician Poll. Another Naptown sax legend recognized in the Recorder's poll was the baritone sax player Les Bear Taylor. Les received top honors in the Recorder's poll in both 1949 and 1956. Up next, we'll hear two tracks Les recorded with bandleader Bill Doggett. From 1962, we'll hear I Cover the Waterfront and Stop That Twisting in Here. We just heard two tracks from Bill Doggett featuring the Naptown music legend Les Bear Taylor on baritone sax. On this week's show, we're looking back at the Indianapolis Recorder's Dream Band Contest. The Indianapolis bandleader and drummer Leslie Count Fisher was recognized twice in the Recorder's poll. In 1952, he was voted Best Drummer, and in 1959, the Count Fisher Trio was voted Best Small Combo. There's only one known recording of the Count Fisher Trio, a 1958 single featuring the trio backing the Naptown doo-wop act, the Monograms. We'll hear their track, My Baby Dearest Darling, next. After that, we'll listen to a track from Eve Renee. She was the vocalist for the Count Fisher Trio and the wife of Leslie Fisher. Eve was voted top female vocalist in 1959. We'll listen to her 1956 single, Ain't Got No Home.
When I hold you in my ways to roam. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home. I've got a voice, I love to sing. I sing like a girl, and I sing like a frog. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home. Oh, 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 oh.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're looking back at the Indianapolis Recorders Dream Band Contest. Up next, we'll hear music from the R&B singer Pro McLean. He was voted Best Male Vocalist in 1952. From 1953, this is Pro McLean with Boot 'em Up. That was Pro McLean with Boot 'em Up. He was voted Best Male Vocalist in the Indianapolis Recorders Dream Band Contest of 1952. Up next, we'll hear music from Roger Jones. He was voted Best Trumpet Player in 1953, 56, and 59. Roger Jones is best known for his work with the Earl Bostic Band. Up next, we'll hear a track he recorded with Bostic. From 1948, this is Barfly Baby, featuring Roger Jones on vocals and trumpet.
I stopped in a bar, I thought I'd have a taste. Yeah! Stopped in a bar, I thought I'd have a taste. That's when she moved over and stabbed me in the face. I says, baby, what are you having? I could see she was drinking beer. She says, I'll have a scotch and soda. I says, give her another beer. She was a barfly baby.
Stay tuned. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're looking back at the Indianapolis Recorders Dream Band Contest. During the 1940s and 50s, the Indianapolis Recorder newspaper sponsored a semi-annual musicians poll. The Recorder invited readers to vote for their favorite Naptown musicians, including vocalists, guitarists, drummers, brass, and woodwind players. And the winning musicians in each category would be included as a member of the Indianapolis Recorder's Dream Band. The Dream Band Contest provided many local musicians with their first taste of recognition, including Wes Montgomery, who was voted Best Guitarist in 1952, 53, 56, and 57. Naptown's legendary Hampton family made frequent appearances in the Recorder's Dream Band, including Slide, Maceo, Duke, and Lucky Hampton. And up next, we'll hear two tracks featuring members of the Hampton family. From 1953, we'll hear Duke Hampton leading the Hampton Family Band with Please Be Good to Me. And from 1957, we'll listen to Slide Hampton's composition, Slide's Mambo.
Baby, you got my heart in your hand. Please be good to me. Baby, you got my love at its end. Please be good to me.
Indianapolis Recorders Dream Band Contest featured jazz, blues, and R&B musicians. Up next, we'll hear music from two of the Naptown rock and roll acts included in the Recorders Dream Band. First, we'll hear music from the Counts. They were voted the top vocal group in 1956. We'll listen to the Counts' 1955 single, Sally Walker. After that, we'll hear Percy Williams' 1954 release, Full of Misery. Percy was voted best male vocalist in 1959.
Sally Walker, Sally Walker, Sally will walk with me. Sally Walker.
Up next, we'll hear a track that features five musicians who were recognized in the Indianapolis Recorders Dream Band Contest. We'll listen to Flo Garvin's 1952 single, Let Me Keep You Warm. Flo Garvin was voted Best Pianist in 1952. The other Dream Band winners performing on this track are trumpet player Joe Mitchell, drummer Earl Fox Walker, and sax players Jimmy Cole and Billy Boyd.
Winter's coming. It's gonna be cold. You don't know it, but you need me. So I'm gonna be real bold. Baby, please let me love you. Hey, Daddy, please let me keep you warm. I can make the long night shorter. My kind of love won't do you no harm.
Thank you. Helen Fox Walker was voted Best Female Vocalist in the Indianapolis Recorders 1956 Dream Band Contest. And up next, we'll hear her 1953 recording, He's All Right With Me.
Ain't got no money. That's a minor thing to me. Got my baby. Everything is crazy.
Crazy.
Ain't got no bankroll.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we've been listening to music from some of the winners of the Indianapolis Recorders semi-annual Dream Band Contest. We'll end this week's show with music from the legendary Naptown bassist Leroy Vinegar. Leroy was voted Best Bassist in 1956. We'll hear Leroy's 1957 recording, I'll Walk Alone. Thanks for joining us for this look back at the Indianapolis Recorders Dream Band Contest. You can learn more about the winners and see vintage photos of the contest on the Echoes of Indiana Avenue Facebook and Instagram pages. And you can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcast. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.